Andrei Dineshnura reports. For more than a year, former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden has been living under asylum in Russia. He is wanted in the United States on espionage charges after making public key intelligence documents. In this report from Washington, VOA senior correspondent Andrei Dineshnura looks at Snowden's revelations and some of the changes they have brought about in the intelligence sector.
More than a year ago, Edward Snowden began revealing classified documents dealing with the U.S. National Security Agency's secret surveillance programs. Columbia University national security expert Richard Betts explains what kind of material Snowden released.
Lots of information about the sorts of metadata that the National Security Agency, or NSA, collects for U.S. intelligence involving the destinations of communications and the identities of people around the world who are talking to each other, and a lot of information about the procedures that the NSA uses in handling and dealing with that information.
Betts says that was very bad publicity for the U.S. government.
Because it has led to the revelation of many intelligence practices that are quite normal for any great power and that many other countries in the world practice themselves, but which can be embarrassing when they are revealed, as we've seen in certain cases when intelligence collection activities in Brazil or in Germany have been revealed.
Center for American Progress senior fellow Ken Good sees Snowden's documents in a different light.
He took reportedly up to 1.7 million documents. The overwhelming majority of them have nothing to do with the spying activities of the NSA on Americans or citizens of other countries, and much more to do with military communications and the way in which the NSA intercepts the communications of America's recognized adversaries and enemies.
The U.S. Justice Department has filed criminal charges against Snowden, including theft of government property and unauthorized communication of national defense information. Snowden says one of the reasons he leaked the documents was to start a discussion about the U.S. government's spying programs. Ken Good says Snowden certainly attained that.
Here we are, more than a year on from the first revelations, and it's still a story that is capturing the attention of the American people. It's certainly competing with a lot of things going on in the world, but very rarely do stories last as long as this one has. And it's, of course, still of great interest to not just Americans, but many people around the world.
Good and other experts say as a result of the Snowden revelations, the Obama administration has changed the way it collects intelligence in the United States and abroad.
Probably the most significant change is they've put a prohibition on spying on the leaders of allied governments. They've instituted some changes in how they collect and store information on foreign citizens. And the president has changed the way the NSA collects information on Americans.
Good says there is also legislation before Congress to alter the way the NSA gathers information. As for Snowden, he has been living in Russia, and Good says he has kept a pretty low profile.
He is being kept out of the news media by the Russian authorities, except for when it is useful to them. And it is very clear that Russian President Putin and the Russian authorities that are controlling Mr. Snowden while he's in Russia have been able to use him for their propaganda efforts on numerous occasions.
Good says both domestically and internationally, the presence of Snowden is a real political tool for President Putin as he aims to set Russia up against the United States and the West. Andrei Dineshnura, VOA News, Washington.